Hello, it's Editor Molly here for the millionth time. My microphone quality is bad again. I'm really sorry about that. A new microphone has been ordered, so fingers crossed next week it's back to the good quality audio. Anyways, please enjoy the show and hopefully the echo isn't too bad. Thanks. Hello and welcome back to A Breath of Fresh Friday.
Hello everybody.
It is episode 26 and that is how many pennies I have in me bloody bank account after Christmas. I've spent so much shit on everybody else.
Very true.
But yes, welcome back. We are into 2021 again. We were in 2021 last week, but we're actually filming in 2021 now, which is mad.
Because we were very prepared and we did a few, didn't we?
Wow, we were very prepared. Woohoo, go us, little prepared girls we are. But yeah, what have you been up to in this new year?
I've been watching a lot of TV. Our favourite show is back on.
I know. This is on my list as well. I'm very excited that it's back.
The Masked Singer. Oh my God, I'm so happy it's back. You know, I'm actually being a bit sad this year, and...
Are you writing down who
I think I'm writing down who I think people are. Me and my mum are very into it. I must admit, Sarah, she's probably listening, but she keeps suggesting people that are clearly not going to be on the show. And I must admit, The Masked Singer does have quite a good, like... They're not scraping the barrel. They're not quite, like,
Z-listers. No, they're not, which I'm shocked at. Like, it... You know what I mean? They're not... People are going for it.
Yeah, they're not always... Your typical reality sort of things, are they? And they are sometimes people that you don't expect. Like last year, there was people I was like, oh, I did. Because it obviously was the first series last year. I wasn't quite sure what kind of celebrities
we
were going
to get. Yeah, I didn't know where to gauge, the level. Mm-hmm.
But my mum kept saying people and I was like, no. I was like, they're not going to be on it. Like, then people, she was like, you don't know. And I was like, no, I know they're not. Like David Beckham, she kept saying. And I was like,
no. Idris Elba. And I was Idris Elba is not going to be on that. I'm sorry, he's not that type of person that's going on that show.
But the two that were revealed, I knew obviously both of them. Yeah. Like, I'm sure we're not spoiling anything because we're ahead. But I didn't guess Mel B. I don't know about you.
Because when they kept going Mel B, I was like, Mel B ain't going to be on there. Like, she's a Spice Girl. And then she removed her head and I was like...
I love that bit. I get well excited.
But yeah, I love her hair. I think it really suits her like that. And I think she needs to keep it like that. So go on, Mel. Keep your hair like that. Yeah, no, definitely.
Do you know what threw me off, though? Go Which on. I think was the clue that... Right, so when they said about the TV, like, presenting...
Yeah.
I thought at first Holly Willoughby.
Oh, okay.
But when I was looking at the body shape, it didn't look like her. And then I was thinking, Trisha, you know, that used to present...
Yes, I know Trisha. Who used to present Trisha.
Who used to present Trisha. But then I think, because I didn't know she presented, and I didn't quite understand what this presenting career was. So I think sometimes the clues you can't take too literally, because, like, with Sophie Ellick-Bextor the crime scene thing threw me off. Because I was thinking of someone that had been in like a crime drama.
Because there's one of them. I think it's Viking. I think he... a good shout, they said Ricky Wilson. Because he's obviously in the Kaiser Chiefs, which are like a Viking chief, whatever. But also he was on The Voice. And they kept talking about The Voice. And then somebody said Mika. And I was like, Mika was also a judge on Voice Italy. So it could be him as well. Like, trying to... But,
I like Mika.
I like Mika. Him. And I was like, Mika's British as well, even though he can speak Italian.
There's one who I think I knew from straight off.
Oh, okay.
But then I think there could be two.
Oh, okay.
Swan.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's Ashley Roberts. Like, the voice sounded like her, the dancing, the performer. But then I thought it could be... what's the other...
Kimberly Wyatt. Yeah.
Because she dances. Obviously, they all dance, but she...
I think it was a bit like the winner last year. I knew she was going to be from Girls Aloud, like, but I couldn't work out which one it was, if you know what I mean. I was like, well, it's going to be somebody from a girl band, like, from Girls Aloud. I was like, which one?
Yeah, I think it is quite hard this year, though, like, because it's, like I was saying, it's hard to gauge what kind of celebrities are on it.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, I have to concentrate when I watch it, because some of them I'm like, is this a clue, is this not? Like, it's, and I like at the end when they tell you where the clues...
Yeah, game. What the clues meant. Yeah, I like that. Although this episode, I didn't really listen to any of the people talking. Oh. So I don't know what the clue, because me and my nan were chatting about this stuff. But I'm excited to see who the footballer is. Grandfather Clot. Well, if he's a footballer, because I can't work out who he is.
Yeah.
And people think it's Ian Wright, but then they were talking about the Spurs, and I was like, well, he didn't play for Spurs, he played for Arsenal, so if it is him.
I don't know much about sport, so when them people, like, you know, when there's one and it's like, I don't think I'm even going to, unless they're known, unless they're like Gary Lineker or Rio Ferdinand, I ain't going to know. Or unless they've been on another reality show.
Yeah, they've been on reality TV.
But it is good fun, and I think it's good for like all the family, because there's always someone, you know, someone will know at least one of the people.
Well, my little cousins apparently watch it, who are like 8 or 9
for kids.
But like, my nan's like, yeah, they love it. I'm like, but they don't know who anybody is. They go, yeah, but they just love all the costumes. Yeah. And I'm like, the point of the show is to know who the people are, like, when they come, like, so.
I reckon the kids enjoy that aspect, don't they? Just the, not the guessing.
But yeah, not the actual guess who they are. They probably just like, don't know who that person is, but great costumes.
No, I love it. But my friend was telling me that there's the Masked Dancer.
Oh, okay.
In America. But I don't, like, I think that would be so hard. Like,
yeah, that would be so hard.
Unless they're obviously, I assume then they're known dark. I don't know how, like.
How would it work?
I wouldn't, unless it was like someone that was known for, like, I don't know, say for example, Ashley Banjo, you know what kind of dance he does his bill. But then what, is he going to start doing ballet? Like, I don't really understand the concept of it.
I know exactly what you mean. Like, how would that be judged and stuff? Like, I just feel like, because like with Strictly, the point of it is they can't dance. And then they learn, you know, they're at different levels. But it's like, I don't think
I don't
like
really
that
get
much.
How it works.
Because there's another show that I've seen coming out soon of like, so you can hear me, you can see me sing or something. And it's like the opposite. It's like you can see the people, but they've been like auto-tuned to sing really badly. But I can't work out
how's
that
work
gonna
then?
Be. Alison Hammond is a judge on it, which I find very
funny. Oh, I love that woman.
Why is Alison Hammond just
I think you mentioned this before. What channel was it on? Because I don't think I've seen it.
Advertised. Probably ITV if Alison Hammond's on it, because she's an ITV girl, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to look into that then.
Yeah, I think it's called something like You Can See Me Sing or something. It was something you can see, I don't know, something of hearing and stuff.
I wonder how that works,
A show that I've been watching is very different from The Masked Singer.
Oh, go on.
It's on Netflix. It's called Bridgerton or Bridgerton.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about this. Yeah.
So, I'm on episode 2, so I'm not very quite into it, but so far I'm liking it. It's set in, like, I don't know, must be, like, 1800s? It's basically, there's, like, no cars. It's, like, all horse and cart, and they all wear big ball gowns, and they go to dances, and it just seems very, period. But it's all about love and like finding a husband, and like there's different girls, and so it's made by an American producer, so the girl that made it, Shonda Rhimes, she does like Grey's Anatomy and like a lot of American-y shows, like she's done loads of them, but this is British, and it's the narrator's Julie Andrews, which I just find very funny that Julie Andrews is in this, like, but you don't see her, she's just the voice. And then it's got a few like British people that I reckon, like Tracy Beaker's mum plays one of the mums, which does make me laugh. I think you're Tracy Beaker's mum. And there's a couple of people that I recognise. But no, it's good so far. It's just one of those like crap things you whack on, and like I think one of the girls from Derry Girls is in it as well.
I don't really follow like period dramas.
But it's not a period drama, it's more funny.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it a go.
I don't like period. I don't watch any of that sort of crap. Downton Abbey, no thank you. No. This is different. It doesn't, the period isn't kind of like the main centre of it. It's just kind of the setting for it, if you get me.
I get what you mean. I've heard it's quite good. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, I only saw it because it was on the Netflix like banner.
It's one of the top.
And I've, like I said, one episode two, so I'm taking it slow, but it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
Also, Faye, I thought I would let you know as well. I mean, you do already know this. I am now in tier 4 as well, so I have joined. Yeah. I have joined you. It did make me laugh while I was listening to the last week when it's like I'm in tier 2, and I was like, "No, you're in tier 4."
We're all in tier 4 together now.
We're all in tier 4 now. Everybody's in tier 5.
Well, unless tier 5 comes, whatever the hell that is.
We're in it. I don't get how there's a tier 4 in a 3-tiered system. How can you have a 4-tier in a 3-tiered system? Boris, what are you chatting about?
Well, we'll have to get through some more TV shows then, won't we?
We will.
Now we're proper locked in.
Yeah. Also, Faye, we haven't mentioned.
What?
What are we giving up this month?
Oh, yeah. So
giving up a month each month.
If you were listening last week, we decided we would give something up every month. I don't know why we decided this, but we have. So
it's happened. We are doing
this month, me and Molly decided to give up takeaways. Now, we're not saying that we eat them, like, on the daily. We're not...
Faye has them 3 meals a day every week, mate. But she is loving them. Now.
You know what? They're actually ordering a takeaway tonight. So this will be the first test for me.
Oh, so you're not going
to
have
so
one.
I'm going to have to decide what I'm going to have for tea. But, you know, I can cook. It's not like I'm like, I can't handle this.
Takeaway on a Sunday?
Yes, I know. We wouldn't usually.
Yeah, no, we're having a roast.
But so. I think it's because they... We've been eating, like, cold meats and that for quite a while now.
Right.
And that's kind of run out a bit. So now Sunday, Mum was like, I don't really want to cook. Let's get a takeaway. So
fair enough.
I'm going to have a bit of a test today.
So
test
to have
one.
Something different then. You'd have to let us know what you have next week.
But yeah,
you
if
had when they were having it.
Anyone wants to suggest any other things we should give up? Realistic things, please. Nothing, you know.
Yeah, please don't, like, say air or something because, you know. Girl got a live.
Girl got a breathe. But yeah, that's our challenge for the first month. So, question of the day.
Yeah.
We thought we'd go down the food-related question.
Yes.
This actually came up in a conversation with me and Molly, and then I was like, Molly was like, why don't we do that as a question of the day?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, because you can explain your reasons.
Explain my reasons
this.
That everybody discusses with me when I ever say this opinion that I have, but...
So, the question is, do you like cheese?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And
I know exactly what the results are going to be, and I'm very upset already.
Well, I know a lot of people like cheese, but there is the few that don't.
Yeah.
So I was curious to know how many people of our listeners didn't you like cheese. So what do we think?
I reckon it's going to be like 95.5%.
Oh, really?
Like, I genuinely think I'm the only person that's clicked no. Like... 1 million.
It isn't as high as that.
Okay, what is it?
85% to 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So I'm sure, as you've gathered, Molly doesn't like cheese. It's probably been mentioned on here at some point.
Probably. And everybody always seems to like think, "How? What? You don't like it?" Look, I'm sorry.
Let me say my piece.
Not my thing. And I will explain. So, like, there were people that were like, "You must have eaten this and this." Right, if I can't taste the cheese, I will eat it. It, you know.
Okay.
If like I've had pizzas,
you don't mind the texture then.
Melted cheese. I've had pizzas before. If I can't, if the sauce overpowers the cheese, that's fine. I will eat it. I'm happy. You know, before people like, I've seen you eat pizza. Yeah, okay, I have.
All right, I'll put my hands up.
But if I can taste it, like there are pizzas. So if you get Domino's, cheese getting peeled off, I will not eat that. I don't have Domino's pizza cheese. If I order Domino's. Just getting sauce and toppings, which people find disgusting as well. But
okay.
Whole other topic.
Different.
Don't have any hard cheese. Any like cold.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you. No, don't. Oh, no.
But melted, you can.
But melted, if I can't taste it. For me, I think it's the saltiness and like.
Oh, right.
The like smelly, not smelliness, but I don't know. I don't think I just like, don't like it. It's just.
So did you have a bad experience as a child? Like, have you ever eaten cheese? Like, because sometimes people eat things, don't they? And then they don't like them because something happens.
I used to eat cheese. I think.
I
don't think I've ever liked like cold, like block of cheese. Like my mum could just eat cheese off the block. I've never known to do that. I've tried it. No. But I remember like being able to eat like, you know, cheesy pasta and shit like that.
Okay,
but I don't know where it came from. I think as I grew up, I was just like, this isn't for me. And like even when I was a kid, like teenager, I wouldn't eat it. Like I just wasn't a massive fan. But yeah, so but everybody seems to think it's like I'm like an alien species whenever I tell them that. I'm like, guys, it's
I
not
think
that
it's
deep.
Because it is a popular thing, isn't it? Like, a
everybody
lot of people
loves
like
it, don't
it.
They?
And it is in quite a lot of stuff, isn't it?
Oh yeah. If I go to restaurants, I ask for no cheese. And then it's always is it an allergy? No. I just don't like it. No.
It's a dislike.
Yeah, no, preference.
It's an opinion.
It's a preference is what they go. Preference. Yeah, preference. Thank you, preference. do
well,
you like
I
cheese?
Obviously, I love cheese. Any kind of cheese, melted, hard cheese. I absolutely love it.
Oh, okay.
Christmas obviously just happened, and I was tucking into that cheese board.
Faye, I'm not even joking you. Faye had half a fucking cow of cheese on her cheese board. It's so much cheese.
We had a variety of cheese.
So many. I was shocked.
I've always liked cheese, especially melted cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's something so like about like I really want to get like a proper cheese fondue. Mm-hmm. Like, I love camembert.
What I was gonna say. One of my big things memories of Faye is she bought a whole camembert and a whole French stick and she sat in the kitchen and ate the whole thing.
And do you know what was really funny? That was the first time we met someone that we were going to be living with in second. And he was like, I can't remember what he said, but he was like, when I saw you, I had a really different opinion. Like, I thought, God, she's a bit posh. And I was thinking, I'm not. It is actually quite cheap. Like, the French stick and that, it was my lunch. It filled me right
up. It just
up.
Made me laugh because she was like, I'm just going to have a little snack and then you ended up eating the whole thing.
I love cheese, though. Like you were saying about your mum, I can just go into the fridge and, like, so me and my dad, when obviously I wasn't working, we'd make lunch, like, together. And we always have this thing where, like, when we slice cheese for a sandwich, we will slice a bit off to eat, like a big, like, chunk.
Oh, that's,
I absolutely love it. And when you were saying about eating cheese, like, off the block, there was a time at uni, right, this is bad, like, this is really bad. We went on a night out, and I came back to the house, because I walked a friend home, okay, and I thought, I'll nip in, I'll go to the toilet. Where we lived wasn't far from the clubs. And I went into the fridge, and I took a whole bite out of the block of cheese.
What?
Like, I was just craving it. Like, you know when you're drinking and you just fancy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what was funny is the night was actually neon and glitter themed.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that was.
You either went as one or the other. Mm-hmm. The next morning, obviously, I forgot I'd done this. Went into the fridge, I don't know, make some cheese and toast. Obviously, I was making something with cheese. And then I went to get it out of the packet, and there was, like, teeth marks. Oh. But because I had glitter on, there was, like, glitter all on the cheese. And I was like, lovely. I was going to, like, blame someone. I was going to be like, who's been eating my cheese? And then I realised it was me.
It was you.
But I absolutely love cheese. But, you know, each to their own. Obviously, not everyone likes it, do they? But, yeah, I just love it.
I've tried camembert. It wasn't for me. Did not like the taste.
It's got quite a strong taste to it.
I think that's what it is. I just don't like the strongness of it, of the cheese.
Oh, okay,
And also on the question today, you did ask what people's preference of cheese was. So have you got some answers?
Oh, yes. Well, someone actually had a very strong opinion and said, if you don't like a cheese string, there is something wrong with you.
Okay, well, I don't like a cheese string, so that's absolutely great. Thank you for that.
I must admit, I'm not keen on a cheese string because it's not really proper cheese, is it?
I hate, oh my God, here's another thing I hate. That pre-packaged squares.
Oh, for like a burger.
Vile. Why would anybody buy that?
I must admit, I don't mind if that's melted on a burger, but I know people that can just eat that, and I'm not. I like proper cheese. I don't like this fake shit. Like, I'm only just about like a Baby Bell now, but I never was really that keen.
I tell you a cheese that I did used to like as a kid, though. I've just thought of this because you reminded me of a Baby Bell. A triangle. Laughing Cow Triangle. I don't know what cheese that is.
Yeah.
Laughing Cow Triangle.
Like soft cheese.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
And like Dairy Dunkers. Was that a cheese?
Oh, yeah.
I used to like that as well. But I haven't had one in a very long time, so I couldn't tell you what it tastes like now.
Because when I was younger, I didn't like soft cheese.
Oh, okay,
cream cheese
I think not many kids do. Well, they like. I know what you mean.
But now I do quite like a bit of Boursin or a Philadelphia or something like that.
See, I don't even like I'm not a massive cheesecake lover either. And that,
I've had Philadelphia.
Is not, no, not the one. No, thank you. Not a fan. No.
But I never used to like sort of the texture of it.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like as you get older, like obviously your taste changes. I think someone told me your taste buds change every 7 years or something.
Your taste changes.
I'm sure it was something like that.
Well, I mean, but, mine definitely are, because I am loving white wine, which I've never loved before in my life.
Oh, but again, on
the alky head, I'm loving a bit of white wine.
But like with cheese, I didn't used to like strong stuff. Mm-hmm. But as I've got older, like I never liked goat's cheese. Now I like that.
Yeah.
I don't really like blue cheese. I do find that a bit overpowering.
That's the mouldy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't really like blue cheese, but goat cheese I like, and I really like feta.
Ooh,
but that's quite salty, so I don't think you'd like that.
Because everybody was like, you'll love halloumi because that doesn't taste like cheese. That is very salty. That I was like...
It is salty, but it doesn't really have a cheese taste.
Yeah,
it's not strong like cheese.
I must not be a massive salt head because...
Oh, but yeah.
I'm not a massive fan of... Like, this is probably me being a white girl. I don't season my food a lot. Because I'm just like, I don't know, it's weird. I tend to over salt things, so I just don't put anything in it and it works for me. But people be like, this is bland.
I like a bit of salt.
Yeah, I'm not really a salt. I don't.
This is bland.
Isn't it? Probably. But no, unfortunately, I will never like cheese. Well, we don't know. I might like cheese in the future. but
maybe we'll just casually keep bringing like cheeses into like meals and we'll see if Molly likes it.
Yeah, like hide it, see if I can notice.
I'm sure you'd sniff it out. If you've got any questions of the day, topics, or anything that you want to share with us, feel free to email us at
breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
So it's the main topic time now, and me and Faye were thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to do this week?
Yeah.
We thought, who's more likely to? I feel like it's one of those ones you play when you like want to get to know somebody, or. Yeah. Or
it's,
like,
it's a classic drinking game, but yeah, we won't be drinking and it won't be, we're just discussing.
I've got me water, you know.
Oh, no white wine.
No,
we were discussing, it won't be, you know, we won't be too risky. You'll risk, no, we're you know, not, with the questions.
My dad is listening and I'm not about to put me on blast. Hello, Tony.
But you can get to know us a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we just thought it'd be a nice little light-hearted, you know, nothing too heavy. We've done all the Christmas, we've done all the New Year.
Yeah, this is something to go ease back into, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
I'll start. I'll kick it off.
Okay, you can start. Okay.
Who's most likely to win the lottery but lose the ticket?
Oh, okay. Oh.
There wasn't one I was like, that is obviously, you know.
I think it's me.
I was leaning more towards you, I must admit. Because I'm... My only thing is I'm just going to go from uni.
Yes,
my room was a lot tidier than yours. So I'm just thinking, like, you probably would leave it on the side somewhere. It would get caught up with things.
I was literally telling Faye today I've lost a card that I was meant to give to somebody. So, also, fun story. This is so embarrassing. Not embarrassing. My mum gave me some money to go to the shops.
Right.
Somehow managed to lose... It was a £5 note. Somehow managed to lose the £5 note. All the way back home, my mum lost a £5 note. She gave me another £5 note.
You lost
exactly the same bloody thing. I lost £10 in the space of 10 minutes.
How annoying.
Yeah, I don't know where it went. I would definitely lean towards me on that one.
It wasn't
the money.
For the fact that, like, oh, Molly's really scatty and, like, I've not known you to lose things often. I was more for the fact that,
I know what you mean.
From your bedroom.
Bedroom, 100%. No, we can agree with that. I'd probably, you know what happened? I would find it like 5 years later and be like, it's the winning bloody ticket, weren't it? Like,
do you actually buy tickets?
I've played the lottery once when I was 16. I've never played it again. Do you?
No, I bought it for my birthday. Like, someone bought me lottery tickets.
Yeah,
like,
that was same
But I've
me,
never
yeah.
actually bought it myself. Scratch card, but I've never.
But even scratch, I haven't bought a scratch card. Since uni, I don't know if you joined in with us, me, Holly and Katie went to buy scratch cards and I won 40 quid.
Oh, nice.
That's the last time I've ever bought a scratch card.
I've ever won is like 2 quid. I've done quite a few recently because I got one in my stocking and then we had it on our like Christmas table. My mum put... And then my dad bought us one for New Year. So I've done quite a few but haven't won on any of them.
Oh, that's really annoying.
Very annoying.
Okay. My first one is, who's more likely to get arrested?
Oh, God. I mean, neither of us are lawbreakers, are we? I think...
Speak for yourself, Ben. I'm joking. Yeah, no, we're not.
If I'm going to say myself...
Oh, okay.
I just feel like I would do something silly on a night out. And
I was thinking. I was thinking, like... Getting pissed, shouting at some people, and the police going, you're being drunk and disorderly. I mean, Faye does get very leery on a night out.
Yeah,
so.
A bit. And I'd probably do it to the wrong person, maybe. It wouldn't be, that's the only thing I can think it would be, being intoxicated by alcohol. Like, not general life,
What would you do, like... Rob a bank. Like,
we're law abiding citizens. Like,
we are. We love the law. Big up the police.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, there's not like an obvious like.
No, I was thinking who's going to get drunk and shout at the wrong person and the police be like, get in the van.
No, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let's fingers crossed, eh?
Imagine. Okay, so my next one is, who's most likely to get married to a celebrity?
Oh, 1,000,000% you.
Right.
Because every fucker lives in Maidstone and you just happen to bump into one.
I did, right. Not, there isn't loads of people, famous people that live in Kent. But
no, there are so many famous people that live in Kent.
I just know a lot about like celebrity culture and
yeah, I'm interested in that. Yeah, and where do they all live? In bloody Maidstone.
So that's why I'm not, they don't all live in Maidstone. It's more Kent is abroad.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's just because I'm interested in that kind of thing. I know. Yeah. Too much about unnecessary about people. Like we were watching that new Michael McIntyre game
show.
Oh
yeah, I love that show.
And Mum was like, "Oh, what category would you do?" And I'd be like, "I said I'd do like reality TV,
pop culture, yeah,
or like pop like that, culture that's not definitely. Necessary."
Oh, I do like that show. It's a banger.
It was good. We watched it last night.
Yeah, we watched it last night as well.
My that man kept coming up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Poor Judy Murray.
But I'm glad she won the big won the big money. Well. Good, yeah, she did do well. yeah, I think you were more likely to marry.
Sorry, Troy, if you're listening.
But then that'd be great for me because it means that I would be friends with somebody married to a celebrity, and I think that'd be I would be round your house all the time. Like,
are
tell
you
me your story
me, then, for my fame.
Yeah, for your famous husband. Yes, I am. Fame.
Imagine that would be cool, but it's not going to happen, is it?
Okay, I thought I would stick with the relationship theme.
Oh, okay.
Who is more likely to end up with 8 kids?
8.
Yeah, who's going to be popping them out like rabbits?
You know what? I'm going to say you. I can imagine you, Molly, with all these like little kids running around, like
yeah,
all with the names with the same letter, like all
no,
like...
people that do that. No, I can't. If you, I'm sorry, if you have children and they are all named with the same letter, I can't respect you.
Oh, you're not
pick
a, fan.
A different bloody name. No, why? Oh, do you, I'm going to pick one letter of the alphabet. No, that's
I think
wrong.
People
no.
like it because it link like it's. Looks nice.
They're all linked. They're all bloody blood related because they all came from you. I don't need to be linked by name. No. I don't. I feel like if I had 8 kids, I'd be one of those mums that just, you know, and like the kids just run around them and you're just like,
8
oh,
kids,
I'm done.
That's a lot. Like, I know I'd probably kids. Refer to this. I always, this is really weird. Like, obviously, Molly knows of her. The not knows of her. We're interested in
we
the Bradford family.
Yeah, we are.
But I don't know why, but in my life, please tell me if anybody else does this, but because obviously I watch their vlogs and my mum likes them and stuff.
Yeah.
I always think of situations and I'm like to mum, what would the Radfords do though? Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, during Corona, I'm like, they'd be all right.
Big worry of face.
No, but I always
like,
think,
what are they up to?
I always think in situations like, oh yeah, how would that work with the Radford family? Like, I don't know why, I just always think of like them as a family and think, because there's so many of them.
Yeah, definitely.
I find
that's
it so
thing.
Fascinating, like, the way they live.
No, do you know what? It's like, but then what, the thing I find with people that have a lot of families, I'm not saying this what they do, but it's like the older kids end up mumming, like parenting
oh, they help out,
the younger
don't they?
Kids.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like bad if my older kid had to, like, if I was like, right, can you sort them out, please? Hmm. It's like, they didn't choose to be one of 10 or whatever, do you know what I mean?
No,
but,
I think it's nice though, because then they... The older
but
kids
they all have friends,
get on,
don't they? So,
like, they have more yeah. of a relationship with the younger kids, don't they? Because
that's
they're
true.
Helping them out and stuff. And
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want 8 children.
That's
just
a
so
lot,
though.
No. How many would you want? What's the max?
See, it used to be 5, but now I think
oh,
I've
wow.
gone down to 4. I think I want 3 or 4 kids.
Oh, nice.
What about you? One. I've done it one. That's all I want.
I mean, I reckon I would have one and be like, that's it. Like... I can't go through with that again. But I personally would like at least 2 because I think it's nice for, you know. But then I would like, I'd say probably max would be 4.
Yeah. That's,
I like I even numbers,
mine.
So I maybe would have 3.
So you couldn't have 3. Yeah, you'd have to have 4.
But then also, if you've got, that would be 6 people in the household. That's a car.
That's
like,
true.
Would you'd need a big car, wouldn't you?
You'd have to get a bigger car, yeah. But I mean, nowadays, people drive bigger cars. You know what I mean? Like, bigger car. It's not like everybody's got big cars nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, me driving around, I had a little Toyota and I felt like I was the only one bloody on the road with a small car. Ridiculous. I'd be with their bloody Seats and Land Rovers or whatever.
Right, yeah. But no, I think 8 is a lot. I don't think I'd be
eight
able
is
to
a
pop
lot.
That
I don't think I'd
put
out. Also, 8 pregnancies. Like, that's like 8 years. Oh, no,
that's
thank
a long,
you.
Wow.
Nah, I'd get sick of it, mate.
Well, we'll see. We'll fast forward 20 odd years and we'll see.
We'll come back. We'll have a special episode of how many kids we have.
How our life panned out.
Oh, God, don't. We're wasting our life away. Go.
My next one is, who is most likely to die first in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh.
Like, so out of who was...
Okay, me.
Who's more the warrior? Me. Oh, you reckon you? Okay, well...
Yeah.
Well, do you think I'm good at, like, fighting people off, Molly?
Well, I think if we're in a running race fight, I'm definitely losing that race.
You might be better with a gun, though, or with weapons.
Oh, I don't like guns.
You got good hand-eye coordination?
No.
I have not. I think we'd be on par. I reckon if it... Say you'd die and then I'd die straight after. Like, it wouldn't days and weeks within it. Like.
If you die first, I'd be that one that goes back for your... But, fight! Oh, I'm dead now as well because I've just gone back to...
I'd be like, she's gone, so I'm going. And then I'd just...
Can't live without her. But I think... I mean, I don't want to say... I think we'd both be crap in a zombie apocalypse.
I wouldn't be great.
No offence to you, Faye, but we would both be awful.
I'm no Bear Grylls.
No, and I'm no Ray Mears. Ray Mears? No,
yeah, I think he's...
Yeah,
I think
Ray Mears
might be involved with
that. I don't know any other explorers. Literally.
But no, I wouldn't...
Columbus?
I'm not good at, like... No, I don't think I'd be great at that.
No. Also, I used to have a major fear about zombie apocalypse.
Oh, really? Like, that it would happen?
Yeah, that it would happen. And then, like, The Walking Dead came out, and I was like, I can't watch this because it's too real to my fear. I just used to have a fear of, like, people intrude in my house. And I used to think zombies are going to do that.
I've
I don't know, very weird.
Phased by zombies.
Yeah, obviously, now I'm like, obviously, you know. But, you know, as a kid, you're just like... Mm,
do you know what? There's actually a thing I want to do. You know, it's like that Halloween thing.
Yeah.
There's like a sort of Walking Dead, like zombie apocalypse sort of thing. And you go into like... I remember seeing Joe Sugg do something like this a few years ago.
Yes, I think I've... Yes, I know
and
what
you
mean,
like,
yeah.
Go to like... It's like a disused, like... like a warehouse or like air hang. You know, not air hang.
Yeah, like air.
You
know yeah, I mean? Not.
Is it called an air hanger?
Yeah, they are the big ones that airplanes used to be in.
That's it.
Yeah.
And like, they switched like the lights off and then all these people, and then there's like strobe lighting. And I think it'd be quite fun, but I wouldn't
be
shitty too.
I
don't quite know how it works, but.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously they're not going to get you because it's a.
You're not gonna actually.
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. I wouldn't ever be the leader. I'm more of a take a sheep
role. Not in
something
like that.
I would be like, I'd be awful because I don't even know my directions. I'd be like, we can go up the M1 if you want, but I don't know where it leads to. But here you go.
No, that would be fun. No. I would like to do one. I don't know where they do them if they do them around here, but I've heard of them. I think that'd be fun to do.
Yeah, maybe it's not. I think that'd be quite good. Good thing to do.
Yeah, it'd be a fun
maybe
day
not.
Out.
Not well, hopefully when the world goes back to normal.
Yeah.
We'll be able to do one. Yes. Oh. Okay. Who is more likely to end up as a millionaire?
Oh, I mean, I would love to.
Same, but I don't think it's going to be me. I think it might.
Oh, you think it'll be me?
Yeah.
Go on, what am I going to do, Molly? Give me the ideas now.
Give you the $1 million idea. Well, if you marry your famous husband.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good one. Thing is, though, I keep saying... I want to find, like, an idea. Like, I'm always trying to think of some kind of, like...
This time next year, we'll be millionaires.
Like, I keep saying to this man at work, like, we need to come up with $1 million idea. You can be involved. We need to come up with, like, a product or something. So maybe it would be me if I come up with this $1 million idea.
I've always said, like... Because, obviously, I did a business degree.
Yeah, so you've got that mind.
Yeah, but I don't have the creative...
Ah...
The creative bit. I'm not. You're. I feel like you're more creative. And you're gonna solve that missing piece of a puzzle that makes everybody's life great by your creative
brain.
Well,
I need to think of what that is.
You do. You need to find a gap in the market. I can do all you like.
You can do all the admin. You can do all that, like the money
side.
All
that stuff. Yeah.
You'll be the brains. I'll be the
brawn.
Yeah.
You the brawn. Okay.
I'll go with that. Well, hopefully that would be lovely if I become
a
millionaire, but we'll keep dreaming.
Please. Yeah, okay, I need to stop thinking about it because that's all I'm
daydreaming. You were going into a like, okay, my one, next one,
yeah,
is who is most likely to win an Olympic medal?
Well,
and it's not going to be me because I'm not. I think it'd be you. And do you know what I think it'd be? I don't know why. I have this vision of you doing javelin. Like, I have this vision of you being really good at javelin. I don't know why. It just came to me.
Wow. Well,
or,
I'm not.
I know you like your Formula One. Now, I don't know if that's actually in the Olympics, like any kind of racing. But if it was, I feel like you could be good at that.
Yeah, okay, crashes their car. Yeah, I'm great
well,
at
you can drive more than I can, so. What about you?
Yeah, but I'm not athletic at all. I'm not sporty. I am clearly not an athlete.
Yeah, but you actually enjoy sports rather than.
Yeah, but I'm good at maths, but I don't enjoy maths. So I don't enjoy adding up numbers, but
yes,
I'm okay
but
at it.
You have the interest in it. I don't even have the interest in it.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd be like good at tennis or something.
Oh,
like.
Fuck off, Molly. You know, actually, I did pick up. I actually wanted to learn tennis this year. So my boyfriend took me. We've got a tennis courts near, and he actually taught me a bit of tennis, and I wish I actually kept at it because I actually really enjoyed it. But the weather's not, it's not really tennis season.
Yeah, you need to do tennis in the summer or go indoors.
We did do it, and it was good fun, actually.
See? Tennis star, yeah,
Andy Murray.
Andy Murray.
Watch out.
I was going to say Andy Wimbledon then, but that is not his name.
Andy Wimbledon.
I actually love tennis. Like, I love Wimbledon, it's great.
What? Nah, sorry, it's just not for me.
I love it.
I don't
tennis.
Like watching any sport.
How could you not? I just love sport. Like, no. I'm really into football this year as well. I've really got it back into that. I've got back into Formula One. I'm loving all of my
Molly
sport.
Is all over. That would be a great topic to discuss sport, but I just would not contribute.
Yeah, but I would literally just be chatting at you and you'd be like,
that's what I mean,
yeah.
though. Like, there's nothing I can contribute to it.
Oh, I need to get you into Formula One. Loads of my friends watch it now, so it's great.
Oh,
I've got
go
group
on.
Of people that I chat to. It's brilliant.
Molly's
yeah,
got a fan
that.
Group now.
I have got a fan group. You know, I might make a Twitter page. Okay. Oh, this one's a good one. Who is more likely to become a nun?
A nun? You know what, actually? I don't know if I told you this, but...
Faye's actually a nun?
No, this is like... So where I live, there's actually a... I always used to call it a nunnery, but that is not what it's called.
No, what's it called?
A convent.
Convent,
because it's
it.
A monastery for the monks. So I always used to call it a nunnery.
A nunnery.
That is not what it's called.
It's convent, that's it.
Where I live, there is a convent like up the road.
Oh, is there?
And I've always
Faye's got the location then.
I've always been fascinated by like, I always just find it very interesting. Like as I said before, I did philosophy and ethics at school. I've always been interested in like, I'm not religious by any means, but I find it very interesting as to why people follow religion or those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Now, I looked into it, and I always wanted to know if we could go to the convent to, like, look around.
Yeah.
It only ever opens one weekend every year
for
the public to go. So I looked into this, and I was like, I'm going to go. Like, I really wanted to go, because we've always gone past it and never, like, you know what I mean? I was interested to know, like...
Yeah, that's why it's so interesting.
So I went online, did a bit of contacting, and I got on the list to go because it's quite like people want to.
Oh, people want to go.
So me and my family went, and it was really funny actually because.
Oh, you actually went. Excellent.
Troy was at a barbecue with his friends, and they were like, "Oh, is Faye coming?" He was like, "No, she's actually gone to a tour around a convent."
Oh my god! Why did you never tell me this? Sorry, when did this happen?
This was like 2019, like September maybe. Yeah, so it was a while ago.
But it was
so interesting. Lovely building as well. Like, you know, I'm
not
too into
my
architecture, but it was very nice building. And it was really fascinating. Like, they were saying, like, what time they get up really early, like, how many times they pray a day. Like, we went into this massive, like, I'd say it was like, it wasn't a church, but it was like, I suppose it was like a church. And I didn't even know it was there. It was like massive. The grounds, it was lovely. And it was so fascinating.
Oh, wow.
It didn't make me want to become a nun, but I just thought I'd share that story of how I did go
to
a convent.
I feel like with that, then you would be more likely to become a nun because I literally am not interested in any of that stuff.
I wouldn't commit my life to that, but.
No.
I also watched a programme. This makes me sound like I'm mad on nuns, but.
She literally. Is The Sound of Music your favourite ever?
No.
Film
I don't like Sister Act, though. I do like Sister Act.
Of course,
there was a Channel 5. You might have watched it. It was a really weird concept, but it was basically like young girls, like bit off the rails, and they went to like live with like the nuns.
I think I watched it, but yes, I saw
it was quite funny actually. But it was like they were like breaking the rules and like drinking in the convent, and like. And I also watched a program about a young girl that was becoming a nun, and it was all about her story of becoming a nun. And she actually couldn't cope with it, and it followed her story. And like 6 months later, she actually left.
She left.
And came back because she couldn't cope with how like extreme it is, and not being with her family and stuff.
A lot of nuns on TikTok, I keep seeing. Like,
oh, in America.
Very odd. But to me, like you said about religion, like obviously not getting deep and stuff, but I've always been fascinated on how people become religious. Like, what makes somebody have such a strong belief for something like God and religion?
Because I'd
love to have it. I'd love to have that belief and that faith and stuff.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, what? I just personally don't understand it and don't get it. And I wish I did, but I don't.
No, I find it very fascinating.
Yeah, I do. I love religion talk, like, because I'm not religious. I'm impartial, so I love hearing.
Yeah,
I love hearing other people's religions and what they believe, because I think it's mad, like, interesting to me. But yeah, no, I couldn't become a nun. Oh, talking to God every day, I'd forget, mate. I'd be like, oh God, do that again.
If you're in that routine. I'll take that one for the team then, shall I?
Well, I think you have to, right? If you've been to a conference,
I know a bit more about nuns than I'm letting off.
Sound of Music and Sister Act is as far as I know about nuns.
Act. It is a really good film.
It's a great film. I love Sister Act 2 as well. Great.
Oh, yeah, that is good. The songs are good, a bit.
They are.
I also did play a nun at musical theatre and I was in Sister Act, so there we go.
That's so funny, because we did Chicago, which is literally the opposite of like nuns, like prison.
Very true, yeah. Okay, here's my last one. Okay, who is most likely to run away with the circus?
Oh, I feel like that could be me.
I was thinking you. I don't know why. I just feel like I can imagine you getting like caught up in it all and like getting like
being one of those things. You know when you're like, you don't realise what you've signed a contract for, or you don't realise what you've... That'd be me. I'd end up agreeing to, like, a 5-year deal, and I'd be like, sorry, what's going on?
That'd be well cool, though, wouldn't it?
That'd be sick. Well, I've heard a lot of bad things, actually, about the circus. I don't think I think it'd be cool to, like, do.
I know you liked the Greatest Showman film, so that's why I was thinking you.
Yeah, you fell asleep through it when we watched it, so...
I was hungover, and it was the second time I had seen it.
I was hungover as well.
I'd seen it before, though, so I knew what happened. It wasn't like I missed too much.
No, I think that'd definitely be me. I think, what would happen is, I wouldn't
what
tell
would you
anybody.
Do, though, in the circus?
Oh, I'd be, like, a popcorn seller or something. I'd be, like, front of house.
But a lot of the people that are front of house then are in the circus. Like, they sell the stuff at the start, and then they're doing the trapeze or something.
Oh, but I'm not very good at any of those things. Maybe the ringleader.
Juggling? Oh, maybe you could be the,
You think I could juggle? Have you met me?
I don't know, Molly. You might have... Lion tamer. Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
I'd be the one that, like, washes the horses in the back. That'd be me. I'd be the skirt
the stable hand.
Yeah, literally. But I feel like if I ran away from the circus, I'd forget to tell you all, and you'd be like, where the fuck has Molly been for 3 years? And then I come back and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in the circus.
The circus is in town, and then there's Molly on the posters.
There's me like, right, bye, how you doing?
There was actually a good programme that we used to watch that followed people in the circus. And it was
about this
young girl that was really into being like a trapeze artist or something like that. Yeah. And she decided to like live away and join the circus. And it was really interesting. Like, it was proper insight.
That is, yeah.
I can't remember what channel. I think it was a channel 4.
You watch
4 or
a lot of shows that I just do not watch.
I think it was channel 4 or 5. One of those.
I'm going to go channel 5 because they do a lot of
it was
crap
good.
Like
my mum loved it.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying. That sort of thing.
No,
channel 5
I didn't
would
say
do.
It like that. It was very good.
Okay. Who is more likely to embarrass themselves drunk?
Oh, God, I embarrass myself all the time. I mean, both of us, to be fair.
I was going to say, we've both said some things before.
I just don't always, when I'm drunk, think about what I'm like. Like, for example, I used to film myself a lot on, like, Snapchat and Instagram. And I never used to think in the time, do I want to see this the next day? Do people want to see this? And then I'd look back and be like... Do you know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
I am
life?
Just remembering your fridge story in first year where you got drunk and started reviewing the fridge.
But I'm like, that's fine if that happened, but why do I need to record it to have evidence of it?
I get
like,
you.
Leave it. So now I don't do that as much.
For me, it's when alcohol goes into my system, my brain filter goes, I'm on holiday today, and I have no... There's no thinking before I speak. It's just whatever's coming up is coming up. And it's got me into trouble a few times. And it's got me in a little bit of not being friends with people for a few days.
See, I don't think I don't think I say the wrong thing when I'm drunk. I don't think I've really got into, like, you know, said what I thought kind of thing. Mine's more.
No, it's not like deep. I'm not going, I hate your
No,
fans,
no, but I don't tend to.
That perhaps, yeah.
I don't think I've ever really got into that kind of thing, but I just say, shit, like embarrassing
shit,
stuff.
Shit, yeah, like and you're like, somebody why? That. It's when you look on Snapchat and there's like 60 minutes, and you're like,
you're like okay, to be this deleted. Is a film.
I just remember my birthday this year, and I was singing Shrek by myself in my kitchen. I put it on Snapchat, and the next day I had a few messages like, "What the fuck?"
Really? Oh, see, like, I don't use Snapchat, so I wouldn't
have
seen
that. That needs to be deleted. That's no. See, this is where my brain does work. I wouldn't put it on Instagram because I followed. There's too many people on Instagram, yeah. But Snapchat is more personal, well, so it's isn't not it? Too. But I did have a few messages like,
"Are you okay?
What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "Is everything all right at home?" And I'm like, "No."
You
I'm
were like,
"Yeah, no." But I've got drunk a lot this year, so
have you had a lot of embarrassing know. Stories to share?
Not on the podcast.
No, I didn't want you to share them. I just meant from being drunk, is there stories to share or not?
Yeah, there's a few, but you know.
We'll keep that on the X-rated version.
Yeah, after dark.
After dark. Well, that was fun.
Yeah,
sharing some little stories there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe we could do that again. I liked
definitely.
That.
I feel like we need to, pick some more and then, I like that. That was good. I'm glad we decided to do that.
So, you made it to the end of episode 26. Thank
you
for joining us.
Yes, you did. Thank you. And we hope you enjoyed our first episode of our 2021. New Year's, not special one, just the first of normal back to normal.
So, next week, join us where we're going to discuss our unpopular food opinions.
We hope that you won't be too grossed out about our unpopular food opinions, but you know, there are opinions for a reason. We like them or dislike them for that. Bye!
See you next week!